Hello, Audio Boom. It's February day 23. I'm with Fiona Dunn.
Hello.
This is a bit of a gloomy topic.
It is, isn't it?
Considering it's a very bright,
sunny day.
Well, it is here anyway.
Yeah.
In the southeast. So, what are the worst qualities in a person? What behaviours do you detest the most? What bad behaviours have you witnessed? What worries you the most about society? I'm going to pause this a minute while I think. Sorry. So, I think, especially when you're out at night and you're in a town or a railway station, I think drunken, loud, yobbish behaviour can be quite intimidating. Because it doesn't matter how big or how strong or how well you can handle yourself. When you've got a group of drunken fellows, it makes it unpredictable.
This is like your poshest boot ever.
No.
Yeah. Out in the town. Fellows.
Okay, it makes the situation unpredictable.
Oh, you've got all... Yeah, in it.
So when it's when you've got a bunch of people, they could be carrying, couldn't they?
Stuff it now.
No, it's unpredictable because in normal... I mean, okay, I was speaking about this to a chap I know in the tube the other day, Dean.
Yeah.
And I was saying, in my dad's day, you have a disagreement in a pub, you step outside, you have a bit of a punch-up, then you shake hands afterwards. That's what you do. Whereas nowadays, people carry knives and blades and stuff. So it doesn't matter how good you are at any kind of art you may possess, when you've got a bunch of drunken guys who are possibly carrying weapons, that's a difficult situation.
Isn't it?
So I find... I was in the tube the other day, and down the way there was a few guys who were really loud and stuff, and I'm a man who can take care of himself. But if I was a woman, I'd find that quite intimidating.
Mm.
So talking of women...
Yeah.
Over to you.
I don't like yobbish behaviour either. It's on tubes and buses and things where I've, you know, tend to see... I don't really go on buses much now, but I used to in Worcester when I lived there. And sometimes you'd get drunken people... And, I mean, there are, I expect it's always been this way, but there are places I just don't want to go at night time, if I can avoid it, because of drunken, yobbish behaviour in centres of towns and things, you know. Because with drunk people, you never know, like you say, you never know what they're going to do. I remember a really drunk bloke on a bus once in leaving the centre of Worcester, and he was saying, "I got arrested yesterday," and stuff, and I was thinking, oh no, and he was really aggressive and horrible, and I was thinking, please, 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 just, I'm invisible, don't come near me, kind of thing. And actually the driver chucked him off.
See, I'm not wishing to sound prudish or old-fashioned or anything, but society-wise, alcohol does cause a lot of problems.
It does. But I think it always has, though.
Mm.
I mean, we were listening to a drama the other day, and it was set 100 years ago.
Mm.
And there was stuff in it, because I think it's all quite well-researched and stuff, and there was stuff in it about,
Temperance
movement and stuff. And
yeah. But the problem we're going to get, though... is bars opening longer hours.
Yeah.
Alcohol becoming cheaper.
Mm.
The tubes are going to go 24 hours as well.
Yeah.
That's going to cause a lot of social problems.
It probably will, yeah.
I was talking to this chap we know who, young kid, 16 or so, was drunk and he thumped him just because he was there. So...
Oh, he didn't have enough on his Oyster
card. Yeah, that's it.
He couldn't get through the barrier or go on the train or whatever, and you... it thumped him, yeah. That's not acceptable behaviour at all.
No. So qualities I don't like in society, probably lack of respect between people.
How long have we got left?
4 minutes and 44 seconds.
4.5 minutes.
Mm. Oh, this woman was really rude to me on a bus once.
Mm.
And I can't remember what she said, but I said something about it.
Mm.
You know, because I didn't think there was any need to be rude to me. And someone hit her. Couldn't believe it.
What did she say to you, though?
I can't remember.
Regarding behaviour, I've witnessed... personally to myself, what I hate the most are people who feel that they are, for a second in time, fully trained eye specialists, and they think they can give you impromptu eye checkups. I was walking back from the gym once, and a woman stopped me and said, "How many fingers have I got up?" And I resent that. That's happened to me a few times. It's happened to me a few times. They, for some reason, they feel they can give you eye tests. I hate that.
That's really weird.
It's really strange.
Nobody's ever done that to me.
So if you, it's a similar thing, as, you know, as if you're going to go to a guy in a wheelchair and, "Can you feel that, mate? Can you feel that on your legs? Can you?" It's the same thing.
Mm.
You know, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't be able to do that to someone.
No.
And talking of violence, I've witnessed violence a few times, but one memorable one event was, I was in Worcester. I was about 17, fairly late at night.
I learned the truth at 17. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, that's nice. And a bunch of guys were kicking the crap out of another guy who was on the floor.
Oh, that's horrible.
And the police came and stuff, but it's just, for that moment, your stomach just turns over. It's horrible to see that.
Yeah.
Another occasion, I was outside Old Trafford cricket ground and a bunch of Australians were kicking the shit out of a guy. With umbrellas. What? Using umbrellas.
Wow.
And, you know, that's nasty.
Hmm.
And I've been involved in violence before. Some organised. I'm not about, like... I've been
organised criminal?
Yeah. Not like organised football hooliganism, but, I mean, fighting. You know, proper fighting.
What, you mean like boxing or something?
Yeah, like martial arts. And that's a whole different mindset to having to defend yourself in a street. Because it's such, there's no rules. It's unpredictable, and it's horrible. So yeah, there we go. That's my view anyway on society.
How depressing.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go off now and jump in front of a train. So see you again.